بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one should recite at the time of visiting a sick person. When Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, anna nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dakhala ala a'arabi ya'uduhu wa kana idha dakhala ala man ya'uduhu qal la ba'sa tuhurun insha'Allah, rawahu al-Bukhari. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he narrates Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered upon, he visited a Bedouin. The first lesson we learn from here is a person should visit even those people that are poor, those people that are downtrodden, they don't have any social standing. It doesn't mean that a person should only visit a well-known person, a rich person, a person of influence and affluence. But here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went to visit an ordinary villager. It teaches us Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's maqam was so high, he was such a busy personality, so much of work he had. He had talib, he had tabliq, he had administration to do, he had overseen the jamaats that were going out in jihad, etc. But despite that, he took out time to visit a villager. So this teaches us something, that it doesn't matter who the person is, the fact that he is a Muslim, you should visit him and show some regard for him. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went to visit this villager. And وَكَانَ إِذَا دَخَلَ عَلَى مِنْ يَعُودُهُ. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he would visit someone, when the person who is sick, he would visit him, he would say these words, La ba'sa tuhurun insha'Allah. These are very, very short words. But they say dynamites come in small packages. This is a very, very good example of it. A very, very small dosage, but the volumes, it got a beautiful meaning. It got. La ba'sa in Arabic means koi ghabrane ki baat nahi. There's nothing to be concerned about. There's nothing to be worried about. Nothing to be excited about. La ba'sa, no problem. Everything is under control. So the first thing you're doing is giving the sick person reassurance. There's nothing to be worried, because when a person is sick, he's not well, then automatically his stress levels go high, the person gets panicky, he gets excited because now he's thinking, what if this goes wrong, what if that goes wrong, his mind starts playing. So the first thing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, La Ba'as. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would say, La Ba'as. La Ba'as in Arabic means, don't worry, there's nothing to worry about, there's no problem. And then he would say, Tahurun. Insha'Allah at the end, Tahurun, Insha'Allah. Insha'Allah, we all know what the meaning is. Allah wali. This word tahurun means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tumhare liye guna ki paaki ki zariya banate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a means of forgiving your sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this little sickness that you're going through, the sickness that you're going through, may He make it a means of forgiving your sins. Such a beautiful dua. The first thing a person is giving reassurance, La ba's, no problem. There isn't anything to worry about. Next thing, reassuring the person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willing, Allah will use this to forgive and clean and purify your sins, inshaAllah. Such a short dua, but such a beautiful dua. La ba'sa tahurun, inshaAllah. And here also we learn another lesson from here, is that a lot of the problems that a person is experiencing, or doctors even say this, that half the problem is a psychological problem. Half the problem sometimes is psychological, that a person overplays, he overreacts, and if he's mentally strong, it will help him to overcome the sickness quicker. And a person who's mentally weak and he starts thinking that now I'm finished, there's no hope for me, that person who's mentally strong, he helps his body also to recover quicker. So here Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching us that encourage this person with such words that will increase his mental capacity, increase his mental strength. He'll also feel stronger mentally, and also at the same time making dua for this person. Once Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got cut in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his baby finger got cut and it was bleeding. And this is the mentality that we should all have. We shouldn't make the problem bigger than it is. But rather the easier, the safer, the most psychologically, the better thing to do at that time, because a person is going to go into panic attack mode, then it will make some problem even bigger. The thing for him to do is to stay calm and try and attend to it. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam addresses his finger in the battle. He addresses his finger while he's bleeding. He says, Al anti illa isba'in tamiti wa fi sabilillahi ma laqit. You are nothing but a finger that is bleeding. وَفِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ مَا لَقِيْتِ. And that also, you are bleeding in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what big deal? In other words, there was no panic mode, nothing. What big deal? You're just a baby, you're just a finger that is bleeding. And that also, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's no issue, there's no problem. So psychologically, this is how a person should do. He shouldn't aggravate the problem more. He should be mentally strong. These are the beautiful du'as and encouragement that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give the sick person. And Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, anna Jibreel alayhi salam, atan Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, faqala ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ishtakayta qala na'am. As Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu said, that Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, he came to visit Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. this visiting the sick is such a great thing that look who is visiting whom. See, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam was known as Ruhul Amin, and he came to visit As-Sadiq al-Amin. He came to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Show that what a great action it is to visit the sick. The Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to visit Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, oh ya Muhammad, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ishtakaita, are you complaining of any sickness? Qala na'am. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said yes. Qala bismillahi arqika. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam read this dua, and in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala I'm making dhamma upon you. In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala I'm reading these incantations upon you. Min kulli shay'in yu'dhika, from every single thing that harms you. So I'm asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protection from every single thing that can harm you. In other words, leaving out nothing. Whatever possibility is there that can cause harm to you, can cause sickness to you, can cause difficulty to you, I'm asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you from every single thing. Min sharri kulli nafsi. And then he goes on to expand. Sometimes these things are shown because of importance. And these are generally things that we take very lightly. Min kulli nafsin, min sharri kulli nafsin, from the evil of every living thing. Every living thing I'm asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you. Whether it be an animal, whether it be a human being, whether it be a jinnat, well, no matter what it is, I'm asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you from every living thing. U'aynin hasidin. And I'm asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you from every jealous eye. Every single jealous eye, I'm asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you. Yeah, look at this. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is asking protection for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the jealous eye. And nowadays you find people that anything they enjoy, they'll take a photo of it and they'll put it on the Twitter, take a photo of it and put it on the Facebook, put it as their status. And this is something that we should completely avoid. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam told Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك فيكيدوا لك كيدا. Yusuf alayhi salam just saw a vision in his dream. He saw a dream. And Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam is telling his son, don't relate the dream to your brothers. فيكيدوا لك كيدا. Perhaps they will plot against you. Now imagine, he's telling him, don't share that vision that you had in your sleep. Now can you imagine today people are sharing every vision that they have, every scene that they have, they're sharing it on this social media, etc. How much greater chance there is of hasad and jealousy coming. So therefore we have to be very, very careful. In fact, those people that are involved in this amili work, in this amaliyat, those people that do these type of work with jinnats, etc., tell you that there needs to be some link between the person and the person that is doing that asad, the jadu, the black magic, etc. And one of the main links they use, especially these days, is these photographs that are linked to the person. It's freely available. Just go look at the person's status. Go to his Twitter account. Go to his Facebook account. You're seeing his children that are being posted there. You're seeing him being posted there. So here what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making dua. That, O aynin hasidin, that I'm seeking protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you from the jealous eye. So yeah, there's no problem with the person enjoying what Allah Pak has given him. There's no harm. But why does a person need to display it and demonstrate it? Show people, other people. It's possible that person who is looking at those photos, he doesn't have it. Perhaps he doesn't have children. Perhaps he, maybe his children are not so beautiful, for example. Or perhaps this person doesn't have that type of car. Now you're putting that type of car on the status, that type of house, that type of holiday you're putting on the status. The person is a poor person. So automatically, hasad comes into some people's heart. So now we are automatically attracting hasad by doing these things. So we have to be very, very careful. This is one thing we learned from this hadith also. Is be careful of what we display. Because this is a genuine, genuine thing. If Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is making dua, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam be protected from this, imagine how careful we have to also be. The next thing is, Allahu yashfika bismillahi arqika. The last part of the dua that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam made for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you shifa, Allah pa give you cure. Bismillahi arqika. In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am making dhamma upon you. I'm reading this incantation. In other words, here again reminding, it is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that your shifa will be found and your kiyah will be found. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Making amal subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahu wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.